Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello. Oh. Ah. Oh, the sound of the bubbles.
Bubbles about.
Happy New Year. That's my Happy New Year bubbles.
Those are the Happy New Year champagne bubbles, and this is the clinking. It's the new year now. That's how you know. If it wasn't that, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You'd fizz, have fizz, no bubble, bubble. Idea that it's no. Happy New Year time.
The only way you know is that we tell you. So yeah. Now we've told you.
So welcome. We've told you, and now you know. So that's all we have to tell you today. Thank you. You're welcome. Goodbye.
We just wanted to give you the update on what year it is. That's just that it's another one.
That's our podcast where we update you on, is it Happy New Year yet?
And yes, it has been Happy New Year.
It has
now.
Been Happy New Year. At what point do we say it's not Happy New Year anymore? Like on like the 20th
when
or
it's
something?
A sad New Year.
Oh. That's no way
oh,
to
like
go
when
into
you
the
stop
New Year.
Wishing people
yeah,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, when you stop wishing people Happy New Year.
I think like once it's February.
Yeah.
Like it's really bad once it's February. That for me is far gone.
I went to work like a couple days ago, and one of my coworkers I hadn't seen for like since the new year because they just like were on vacation,
right?
And they wished me a Happy New Year, and I was just like, "What?
What? It's a new year?"
I feel like what I just like mean? It'll be like 4 days after something, and I'm like, "Whatever do you mean?" Because I also like my coworkers were like, "Oh, like how was your Christmas?" And I was like, "That was like a week ago. I don't remember."
Right. I was like, "It's gone now. We did it
like,
already."
What? That's over. That's over with.
That was a while ago. Well, that's like how some people are still asking me about my fall in New York. People I haven't seen in like a long time, and I'm just like, "Oh, right. Let me go into the archives for you now and descend into the stairwell where I will figure out for you what the files on that are." Like,
well, I was hanging out with a couple friends I didn't see in a while, and they're like asking me about my job, and I was like, been at this job, which I've only been at this job for like 3 months ish. So like,
no,
that's
but if they
fair.
Haven't seen you,
but like, they're like, "Oh yeah, you like started a new job," and I was like, "What?
A new job? I did?
Who?
When?
I don't know what you're talking about." Even though it's only been like 3 months, like,
it's still new, but it's like not new to you.
I just like assume that everybody knows all of my business, even though they shouldn't.
Also, they wouldn't.
They like, wouldn't. Why would they?
You haven't told them about it. Like, they wouldn't know.
Even that's so even funny. If they did know, like, people, like, still ask you about things if you haven't seen them
people,
in a while.
Yeah, people, like, want to be interested in your life. They're like, "Tell me about this thing that you're doing."
And you're like, "Well, how's this going?" Or I just, like, I get surprised when people just, like, don't know things. And I'm like, "Don't you just know these things?" But, like, I'm not – I don't share everything on social media, but I still, like, assume because of social media, people just know everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's such a weird feeling of, like, because you give people a window in, you're like, "They must know everything." And it's like, they hardly know anything because –
they don't know shit. Like, I post a picture of, like, my cat or of flowers, like, once a week, like – on my story.
They know so much.
The people only know if they are on the Be Reels.
Oh, that's true. They know the realness.
And even then, like, it's always just like a terrible selfie and a picture of a cat or flowers.
I was gonna say it's more of that content, really.
It's
just
a
in a different way.
Carly, I'm a gamer girl now.
I know you're a gamer girl. You've said for years you're a gamer girl.
I feel
news.
Like this will come up every few months. I'm just like, I'm a gamer girl now.
Yeah.
I'll be into a game.
And also the part where you add "now" at the end. I'm like, no, you've been saying
no,
you're a gamer
I'm
girl.
Such a gamer girl. I
like that you're still stepping into it. But yeah, why are you a gamer girl now?
Because I'm playing 3 whole video games.
What?
I've been playing Animal Crossing and Stardew Valley. We've talked about this. I got really into Animal Crossing more over, like, the Christmas break, kind of. And,
makes
like,
sense.
In the last couple weeks, because I'm just like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want my brain to be working, so I'm going to catch some fish and make my house look really nice.
That sounds fun.
And I started another game that a friend of the pod, Patrick Teed, recommended to me, Spiritfarer. Which I really like.
What's
and
that about?
On sale.
That sounds good.
For Christmas, for Boxing Day or whatever. But you are the new Spiritfarer. So, like, Charon,
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, like I think
one,
so.
Like the guy the Greek who, like, one. Ferries spirits to the underworld.
Yeah, he takes the coins.
So he's retired, so you're taking over for him, and you're, like, ferrying spirits.
Cute.
So it is kind of like Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley in a way, even though it doesn't sound like it from that.
But for goths.
Where you're, like, you just have to, like, do your little tasks. You have to, like, grow, like, vegetables and fruit and, like, cut down trees and, like, collect, like, wood and, like, resources and, like,
for your iron boat and things.
But you're on a boat, so you, like, go from island and up to island, and you also, like, find spirits who can, you can, like, help out to, like, sort of get them through to be ready to, like, be done with.
Wow. To, like, finish their unfinished business.
To be finished. So it's really nice because you, like, there's a little bit more of, like, a story, and it's really cute because you talk to them and they tell you about their lives, and
that's really cute.
You try and, like, help them through things. So it's a really good game.
Wow. It's also pretty appropriate seeing as that I'm Carly.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Cecilia, and I am.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
And I am the new spirit fair, and I'm doing ghosts to the underworld.
That's a pretty good tie-in.
Yeah. So if you like ghosty things, if you like hearing people's stories and ghosts.
And you're a gamer girl, Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley girl, girly, pally.
If you're like me and you like games that are low stakes and tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing and...
That's fun.
You don't have to do combat or anything stressful. This is a good game.
That's why I got into a little while ago playing June's Journey, which is silly. It's you play it on like your iPad or your iPhone or your phone. It's like an app.
Yeah.
And it's like mostly like so it's set in like the 1920s and it's a whodunit mystery game.
Ooh.
But most of the gameplay is like you have to like. It's like a search and find, like find the magnifying glass, and you like find that, and then like
yeah.
It's like a hidden picture thing, and it gets harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
But you also have an island where you can like you have a home and you like build it out, and it's like
I love
there's a lot of these elements. It's
build
very fun.
A home.
Yeah, and then there's like narrative blocks where they like show you. It's like you know where they tell you a story.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like the next place you have to go is this place.
Yeah,
and then you go. You know. Yeah.
See, I just like to do my little tasks.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
It's not as, like, task-oriented as, like, Animal Crossing. It's, like, there's more free play in games like that, but.
Yeah, it's more.
It's still really fun.
Here's a picture. Look for where's the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I don't like stressful games. I, like.
No. That's fair. Life's too stressful already.
Playing his, like, war games or, like, whatever. His fucking.
Yeah,
like combat games, and he's just like so stressed, and I'm like, are you having
are you
fun?
Okay,
are you
it's all fun right? For you.
I'm just like he'll be trying to tell me about his fucking weapons, and I'm like, well, my cows are really happy right now, and one
they're
just
really
gave
well
me a
fed.
Large milk, so
that's so we're all doing
gonna
well
make so much money.
The only like high stakes scary game I played as a kid was Simpsons Road Rage, and that was really
oh my
fun.
God! Yeah, I have that one.
Really fun. Yeah,
and that's also
so
not
classic.
That high stakes. You're just like running.
No, it's not.
Over.
But that's who I am. That was
yeah.
my highest high
no,
stakes.
That one's.
I
mean,
ever played.
I love a Mario Kart, but like.
Yeah.
That's
a social game though.
It's
I'm not
a social
out here playing
game.
It by myself on solo
you're
player.
You're also
like.
You're doing the same thing every time. You're just fucking going for it, and also
going round and round.
I get stressed out and angry.
It is stressful.
So,
it's
stressful. I get pissed.
Yeah.
So that's our gamer girl corner.
That's our gamer girls
this
corner.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere. And I'm tired, so that's my brain's not focusing on things that I should be talking about, which is ghosts.
That's fair. I mean, you did cycle ghosts in on your new Gamer Girl Rex, so that was great.
On purpose. That was my...
it's definitely on the agenda.
Ghostly recommendation.
Yeah.
For a spooky game.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. That sounds really, really good.
It's on the Switch. I don't know where else it's on. But it's like an indie game, so it's not super expensive. I got it for $8 because it was Boxing Day sale.
Dang. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Love that. Would you like to hear about a haunted place that I found on the internet?
I would love nothing more this new year to hear about a haunted place.
Happy New Year. I'm going to tell you about an old place that's haunted.
What? I'm shocked and excited.
Are you so surprised that that is what I'm doing
today? I'm so surprised and so shocked. Hey, you don't always have to do a place, so maybe I am shocked.
This is true. But today I am doing a place, so...
I love that, though. I think that's a great... sets us off on a great foot.
So, batten down the hatches.
Okay. In this submarine of podcasts, yes. We'll batten the hatches.
Oh, I've been watching Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, finally! You've been watching The Gay Pirates.
I've been watching... I mean...
Finally.
I watched it, and...
You watched all of it, yeah.
Just...
Hooray.
It starts off kind of gay, and you're like, okay, this is a little bit gay. And then by the end, it's the gayest thing in the world.
By the end, it's just gay pirates.
As we were watching it, Jill just kept being like, is every character in this gay? And I was like, yeah, I think so.
They
might be. Like, they could all of them.
And it turns out, it's just gay pirates.
All of the
it's so good.
Homosexuals. I really appreciate that, like, they just, there's no questioning it. There's no, like.
It's so brilliant the way they do it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. There's no problem.
There's no apologizing.
With it.
There's no asterisk.
No.
There's no, like, easing you in. There's no, like, big coming out that's just happening.
It's just like, no, this is normal. This is, like, how it is. There's no.
Also how TV should be.
Just like let it happen.
Like, let it be good.
The one character is just like non-binary, and they don't address it. They just
all right, and what?
Yeah, like, they're like, okay, we are.
They're
not...
more concerned with the drama surrounding them, right? Which they should be.
Which is a lot of drama.
Which is so much happening.
Yeah, literally, like they go to their like hometown and meet their like family, yes. And they're like, oh, they're going by Jim now, and the family is like, oh, okay, Jim
was like, all right, hi Jim, we're
and
glad you're here,
is not always calling them Jim but always calling them they.
Yeah, so like, okay. It's so good.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a very excellent show, and it's so funny.
It's really funny.
And so, like, full of heart and goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute.
And drama. And pirates. All the best things.
And pirates. Speaking of pirates.
Speaking of pirates.
Mine's not about pirates.
Yo-ho.
I'm not talking about pirates.
All right, well, we'll batten the hatches regardless.
Batten down the hatches either way. We're going to go to somewhere where there were pirates. Maybe a few.
Drama.
Whales.
Wow.
Do you know what pirates sometimes see? Whales.
Yeah.
Whales. But this is not whales.
These are the facts.
This is not whales the creature. This is whales.
It's whales the place?
The place.
Okay. Okay. They also sometimes see that, too.
They also sometimes... You can set sails from whales. That. You can go
you
to
can
whales.
You can set sail. You can.
You can set sails from whales.
It's in the sea.
So, I got my information from PembrokeshireCoast.Wales.
That is the fanciest thing you could have said.
UK.com, Wikipedia.
Oh, so fancy.
Maybe a couple other sources, but those are the ones that I wrote down. So
sweet.
You're welcome.
Love it.
Thank you. So, this Welsh abode is Carew Castle. So this is a medieval castle in the civil parish. I don't know what that is. It's a parish.
It's a parish, like the area,
the church,
like the
that's
state.
Where the church lives,
but the parish where the church is.
Where the church is of Carew, in Pembrokeshire, in southwest Wales. So
cool.
Wales is in the southwest of Britain, the Britons, and Pembrokeshire is in the southwest of Wales. The site is very oldly settled. The use of the area for military purposes extends back at least 2,000 years, probably longer.
Makes sense.
The castle itself, it overlooks a 23-acre mill pond, which is a pond that has a mill for milling things. I was going to say,
is it for milling?
It is for milling.
I see.
So it's like, it's very scenic because it's like a castle and it's surrounded by like water. So it's like beautiful. It has the only restored tidal mill in Wales.
Fancy. Oh, that is fancy.
It has a 11th century Celtic cross on the, what's that called? On the property.
On somewhere? I thought you were looking for something so specific. No. And you come out with property from your pocket.
Just in the area. Okay, it's on the property. I'm so tired.
I was really, I was like, she's looking for steeple. She's looking for property. Okay. I love it. We love it.
It also has a medieval bridge. So.
Wow. They're medieval. Really giving. They said, you want old, honey?
Yeah.
We have old.
The castle is very architecturally diverse because it's old, but it's also been a castle for a long time. So from the west, it resembles a Norman fortress.
Okay.
But from the north, if you go around, it looks more like an Elizabethan mansion.
Dang. Those are different. That's pretty cool.
So archaeological digs have unearthed walls of an Iron Age fort on the property. So there has been a fort there since at least the Iron Age. People think that there's probably something before that as well. A stone keep was built around the year 1100 by Gerald de Windsor. And Gerald is going to be important in this story, so remember him.
Okay, I will.
The castle itself was first built of earth and wooden stakes by Gerald, and then it was replaced by the stone castle, much of which still is there. That's kind of like the Norman fortress side of it.
Gotcha.
It was then improved and extended in the late 15th century, and then again in the 16th century when it was renovated to be more of that like Elizabethan manor house because they didn't need it to be a fortress anymore. They were like, we want to live here and be fancy.
They were like, we actually like this property. We would like to live here.
We shall use it to live. But they didn't use it to live for that long. The castle was eventually abandoned in 1686.
That's
not sure what happened to it for the next 300 years that it was used for anything.
It's a mystery.
But in 1983, the National Park Authority leased the castle and the area and began restoration to like open it to the public and to be like a museum, a public space for people to enjoy.
That's cool.
The site itself is designated a site of special scientific interest due to its bat population. Spooky.
That is spooky.
And several regionally rare species of plants. So if you're interested in bats or plants, they got those too.
That's legit. They're well-rounded on this property.
They're well-rounded. Carly, guess what else they have?
What else do they have, Cecilia?
What do they have? They have ghosts, ma'am.
Yeah! Well-rounded. She said they were well-rounded, and she meant it.
Did y'all really think they wouldn't have ghosts?
I was a little afraid. You hadn't said them yet, so I was holding my breath.
It has so long of a history that there's a full 300 years that I was like, who knows what was going on there? It might have been fully abandoned. There might have been people hanging out. I don't know.
Could have been anything. Oldly settled, baby.
I don't. My research is not that good.
Gift that keeps giving. Call yourself out like that on the pod. It's a new year, Cecilia.
It's one of those things where you like read a few sources and they really focus on like certain like eras where really like interesting things were happening, and then you'll read something like it was abandoned in 1686 and then it was leased in 1983. So it's like, okay,
next sentence.
Okay, history. What was going on for those years? Was it just abandoned? Was it crumbling? What was going on? So it might live there. It literally might just have been abandoned for 300 years because, like, I don't know, those old castles. If there's no one that, like,
if it's remote enough, too, right?
It's remote. It's like kind of in the middle of nowhere in Wales. Like,
yeah, Yeah, unless you're going to see it, you're not going to see it. So
yeah, it's kind of out there, which like a lot of manor houses, fancy manor houses in the UK are kind of.
To be fair, there's places here where even places we've done on this podcast where they've been abandoned for like a very long time, and there's no real question why. It just what has been.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, sometimes they just do be abandoned.
Yeah, sometimes it do be abandoned, and that. It's entirely possible that things were happening in those 300 years. I just didn't look into it that much. Because I'm more interested in the ghosts. And the ghosts happened way, 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 way back. At least this one, this first one does. The second one happened closer to when it was abandoned. But it did happen, like, in the 1600s. So, this first one.
Girl.
This first one. Okay. So, if you are on the grounds of Carew Castle, if you're wandering around, it's a quiet, still night, maybe there's a full moon, maybe it's like the middle of the day, but it's kind of like cloudy and dreary. You're in Wales, they don't have the sun there.
they didn't order it, so it didn't come.
Don't know what that is. You might spot wandering the grounds. The White Lady of Carew Castle.
Yeah. Lady in a color. Yeah.
Blank lady. This one? White.
Yes, something lady.
This one? White lady. So, this is the ghost of Princess Nest. Sometimes called Nesta, but most sources say Nest. Who was the most beautiful woman in Wales who wanders the castle 900 years after her death.
That's very dramatic.
This is an old ass ghost. You know how sometimes ghosts from like the 1800s?
That's right.
This one.
And we think, wow, so old.
Carly, ready for what year she was born in? She was born sometime around 1085.
No, not sometime around 1085.
Yeah, 1085.
That's not. You can't start a year with 10. It's like how when Gen Z look at us and they're like, you were born in 19? 19?
She was born in 10. That's how I feel.
She's born in 10. No, that's not correct. That can't be.
1085.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of the story, there's a lot of, like, actual historical fact, but it was 1085, so there's also a lot of, like, myths and like stories that have passed along and just like
which we love legend
different imaginings of the story different different people want to tell it different ways
we love it
so just keep that in mind.
Thank you. We will keep that in mind for show.
So Nest was the daughter of Rhys ap Tudur and I am not going to pronounce any of these perfectly because Welsh.
Sure, because Welsh. You don't speak Welsh.
So, Rhys was the last king of Deheubarth, which was a kingdom in Wales. But it's 1085, and if people know their history, the Norman conquest of the Britons happened in 1066. So, this is not a great time to be a king in this area if you're not a Norman. Nope. So they hadn't quite conquered.
Conquestadors have not quite conquested.
They haven't conquested Wales yet. They haven't quite reached in there.
Yeah, they haven't quite conquered Wales. Yeah, for sure.
Conquested
Wales.
They haven't. So,
okay, makes sense.
The king was still kinging, but
the king said, "I'm still king." He's like, so you I'm get
still
me.
Around. Long live the king.
I'm still the king, honey.
Long live the
Don't
king.
Think twice.
But
what about me? I'm the king.
But ...
But
in 1093, the kingdom was overrun by the Normans, and the king was killed in battle. So the Normans.
No, he couldn't
they
king no more.
In. They said,
Dang.
"Nah, this is ours."
Dang.
So
they really conquested that.
Nest was 14 at the time, and she, being the daughter of a king, was a prized hostage, and she was brought to the court of William Rufus, who was the Norman king of England,
okay,
and the son of William the Conqueror,
conqueror of England.
Right. Makes sense.
So she was beautiful and lovely, and she gained the attention of Henry Beauclerc, who was soon to be King Henry I. At the time, he's just hanging out. He's getting a little comfy with Nest. They apparently had an illegitimate child together.
Oh, he's getting real comfy.
Even though she's like Nest. 15, so...
Yeah, but it's, also
it's the 1000s.
It's the 10s. Yeah, they didn't have a third wave, fourth wave. What wave are we on? Feminism yet?
Oh, who knows?
They only had goats.
They didn't have much to do, so they were just having illegitimate children. Which
good for them, honestly.
She's gonna do a lot of that because you know. Not a lot to do. She's beautiful and charming, and everyone loves her. So she's just like,
she's fun.
I'm gonna do whatever I want to do.
She's a gal about town. We already love her.
Mm-hmm. So she, one of the sources said that this was to avoid embarrassment in the court because of the illegitimate child. But I think back then that maybe wasn't that big a deal. Not sure. But she was married off to a Norman knight. Gerald de Windsor, remember him? And he was the constable at Pembroke Castle in Wales. So she was married off to him and shipped back to Wales where she was from. Other sources said this was because the king wanted to gain favor among the Welsh people. So he was like, here's your Welsh princess, have her back. So that makes more sense to me.
That makes sense for sure. They're like gaining favor, being like, look, you love her, your girl. She's your girl.
Do you want her back?
She's your girl. You want her back?
You want her back? You can have her.
Yeah.
So she apparently wasn't really pleased with this. I mean, she's just being like shipped off.
Yeah.
Like she was maybe having a good time at court. But
right? She sounds like she was having a great time at court.
She goes and gets shipped off to this random dude who is actually only 10 years older than her, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, it could be much worse.
Like real old and gross, but apparently he's like bold, he's handsome, he's a well-respected knight. So he's hot.
That's hot.
She's hot.
Lancelot vibes. Okay.
So apparently they came to love each other, even though he was also kind of like iffy about it because he was in mourning over the death of his mistress.
Right.
So there's drama.
That is drama.
So she came to Pembroke Castle, which isn't the castle we're talking about, but it's close to it.
Makes sense.
Because it didn't exist yet, because it's fucking 10,
because
whatever.
This is 10. The year begins with 10.
And this castle was built in 1100. So we're almost there. The land that the Carrow Castle was built on was part of Nest's dowry. So
nearby, for sure. That makes
nearby.
Sense.
It's part of her dowry. Build Carrow Castle on that land. Right. One of the sources said that they built it so that they could live there, but it seems like it was more of a fortress, so I doubt that.
Yeah.
They might have spent some time there. I think for the purposes of the ghost story,
it's more romantic.
We want to imply that they lived there, that they spent time there. So they seemed to have a pretty good marriage. She had at least 5 children. She had 5 surviving children that we know of.
Hey, good for her.
And they seemed to have an okay time. But she had many admirers, and she was, like, really, everybody wanted her. Including her cousin Owain.
Oh.
Like a fancy Owen. His name's Owain.
Yeah, Owain.
Owain. He's her cousin, and he's obsessed with her, which, like, it's the 1100s. Also, they're royalty, so, like,
that's like
encouraged.
A thing. Yeah. They're like, keep it in the family.
You don't want to
Game of Thrones style.
Dilute the bloodline.
Ew!
So that's what he's thinking. He's like, oh my god, she's a hottie. I want her.
He's like, and she's related to me? Wow, win-win.
So he is a drama queen, so let's hear what he does. So this story takes place a few years after the castle was built, in either 1106 or 1109. accounts vary. Yeah. It's also, like, a very dramatic story. It happened a long time ago, obviously, 1106 or 1109. There's a few
the year's 11.
Different it's only a little bit better than 10. Of it. There's one that actually takes place at Carrier Castle, which we're going to go with, because then the ghost story makes more sense.
That makes sense then, yeah.
Or it could have happened somewhere else in the area. Mm-hmm. But we are like, well, she's haunting the place, so all this drama is going to happen here.
Makes sense.
So Owain apparently met her at a ball at the castle, and he fell, like, madly, head over heels. He was overcome so much so that he seized the castle. He fucking, like, came in the night with a bunch of soldiers and, like, sieged the castle and, like, was going to take her out as his own. So the earliest account of the story relates that at the instigation of the devil, he was moved by passion and love for the woman, and with a small company with him, he made for the castle by night. So... he was just like, okay, mine. So he sieged the castle, and she apparently urged her husband to escape through a lavatory chute, which could not have been pleasant.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So he got away.
At best, it's dirty towels. At worst, it's poo-poo. Like,
bad. Mm-mm. So he escaped, and she was like, I'll stay. I'll face him. Which some people think is like, was this, were you maybe involved?
What are you talking about, ma'am? Are you staying behind?
Were you a part of this? Was this your idea, mayhaps?
That is interesting. If she's bored in the countryside and she's like, remember when I was hot at court and everyone was like, you're hot?
She's bored. It's been like 6 or 9 years since she got. Or, like, it's been, like, 10 years since she got married.
It's so
she has,
many
like,
years.
45 children.
she's living in the boonies.
She's like, I'm like, only, like, 25.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She is only 25. My cerebral cortex hasn't finished fucking marinating. Like,
yeah, how old is she? What do you mean? She was 20. She's literally,
definitely
like,
young. Yeah.
She's, like, 30.
She's she's our age. Don't. She could make really stupid choices for sure. She's a lot. And it'd be fine.
I like the version of the story better where she was involved in this because then it's less traumatic.
It feels
and
less
she
bad.
Wasn't just like fucking kidnapped and abducted. So he captured her, took her hostage.
Or she said, oh no, I guess you'll have to handcuff me.
No.
Oops, and take me prisoner. Winking the whole
wink,
time.
Wink. So I like that version
better. Wink.
So we're going
to
go
You
with
have
that.
To make it look real. Yeah, that's a way better version.
Yeah.
Let's sign up for that.
But even if she was okay with it, the court was not okay with it.
Right, right. So which also makes sense, yeah.
The Norman lords, as well as Henry, who was her former lover and is now the fucking king of England.
Yeah.
They were pissed, and they bribed Owain's Welsh enemies to attack him and his father. So this kind of started a minor civil war.
I was going to say, these are the Welsh. These people are the Welsh. They used to be the royalty. Like,
so they're pissed.
Hello?
The Welsh are pissed. The crown is pissed. The Normans are pissed. Owain and his father ended up fleeing to Ireland, and Nest was eventually returned to her husband. I don't know how long she was actually with him. One source said that she was with him for 6 years, so this went on for a long time. I don't know. Could be. Other sources say that she had at least 2 children with him, so I think it would have been at least a couple years, a while of this. Which, like, I don't know. News travels slow.
Things are slower.
Shit happens. Like, I don't know. It was a while where she was with him, so hopefully she's having a good time. So eventually, they fled to Ireland and she was returned to her husband. But the war that had been started by this abduction kept going.
Right.
It was one of those things that was kind of like instigated by this, but the Welsh kind of ended up rising up against the Normans because they're like, well, we're pissed about this too. And then the Welsh were fighting against the Welsh.
Yeah. It kind of was like a good excuse for a catalyst. Yeah.
It's compared to the Trojan War. This woman being abducted.
Very Helen of Troy. Yes.
Fucking launching a civil war. What does that sound like?
Mm-hmm. You mean the face that launched 1,000 Normans? We get it. We get it.
So people have compared it to that. She was kind of famous in the 19th century later. People called her Helen of Wales.
Helen of Wales. She is Helen of Wales.
She is Helen of Wales. She's beautiful.
They love a hot lady who causes a war. Like,
we love it.
Mm-hmm.
The lesser known Helen.
One of my favorite lines in the musical Camelot, which is about King Arthur and Camelot. We get it. Guinevere sings, like, she's like, I would just want, why can't I just have the simple joys of maidenhood? At one point, she's like, I just want to cause a little war. Like, it's so funny. It's such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Ness did it. Such a goal. She lived the dream.
Yeah, she said, they are going to war for me. Instead of like, I wish they would, she said.
She's like in her 30s. She's had like 8 children by 3 different men. She's caused a civil war. Like, one of her children is the king's. Like,
where's her TED talk? Like, honestly.
Come on, girl.
She, like, I've set a list of goals this new year, and I didn't know that causing a war should be on it, but now I'm considering it.
Causing a civil war just by your hotness.
With my hotness, yeah. Mm. So, I mean, maybe that's for consideration. I'll add it onto the list.
I want someone to cause a civil war because they want to have sex with me.
Because I'm so hot. Yeah. Check. Like, you know. Never know. Never say never.
Currently, you're saying you haven't done that? Come on.
I'm sorry. How many civil wars have you caused with your hotness?
Are you questioning me?
I'm questioning how many civil wars you've caused with your hotness. Yes.
Wow. You don't even pay attention to my life.
I'm sorry. You never tell me anything anymore. I'm left out into the cold. Just what are you at? 1.5 so far, or
yeah, about that.
More than that now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One was less of a war and more of just like a battle. So
like a skirmish.
Yeah.
Was it like a fist fight? Was that really what it was?
Well, it was like a multi-day fist fight.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I get. All right, okay. Was it like a rumble then? Like,
yeah, it was more. Yeah, it was more of a rumble.
Fist fight. It was rumble.
Yeah, it was more of a rumble.
Okay, the Jets are gonna have their way tonight. Exactly. I hear you.
It was West Side Story.
It was West Side Story. Sorry, I was just watching West Side Story again.
Oh wait, yeah. Shit, I thought that was my life.
Oh shit, I thought that was my day. Whoops.
Damn, I thought West Side Story was my life again.
Cecilia was just daydreaming about West Side Story again, thinking it was her lived life.
I forgot. I thought I watched the Spielberg remake, and I was like, is this my life? This looks shiny and new.
Did you watch both, like, back to back? Is that why you thought it was two wars?
Mm. So I thought, like, I watched the original, and I was like, this is West Side Story. And then I watched the remake, and I was like, this is my life.
Oh, I see. It was so true to life that you said, this is definitely happening to me.
This is real.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I was like, well, this is not on, like, a Hollywood soundstage, so this is real.
You said this is happening to me right now. Mm-hmm. You're so immersed. I can separate reality from fiction, Cecilia, so I know I haven't caused a civil war yet with my hotness, but I'm going to put it on the list. Let's say I'll put it on the list.
Okay.
It's on the list. Number 6.
Ins for 2023, causing a civil war with your hotness.
Number 6.
Carly, we should write an ins and outs list for our followers.
In.
Causing a civil war
with your hotness.
Out.
100%. That's top of the list.
Out is being able to tell the difference between movies and real life.
That's out. It's totally out. It's all real, baby. It's real.
It's all
believe
real.
It. If you can dream it, you can do it.
I am not differentiating the two anymore. I refuse to. Movies is real.
No, it's all the same. Yep. That's definitely
okay. Where was I?
The war, the hotness.
So our buddy Owain, he
He'd been doing so much.
Our Paris of the story, if you will.
Yes. I will.
And you will.
And I will. You believe.
He returned from Ireland because King Henry was like, bro, right. Stop hiding, you coward. Come help with the conflict. You started this, so you gotta, like,
yeah.
Calm down some fucking Welsh guys.
Yeah, tell the Welsh guys to chill, my guy.
Yeah, tell the Welsh to chill. So he came back. And as soon as he got back, Gerald and a bunch of archers ambushed him and killed him.
Gerald! I remember Gerald from the beginning.
Remember Gerald from before? Her husband? He was pissed. So he...
Yeah.
So it's possible that King Henry kind of lured him back. He was like, I'm the king, he'll listen to me. I'll bring him back and then you fucking kill him. So
and
that
he was
happened.
Like, actually, goodbye.
That happened. So Gerald was able to have his wife around for a little bit, but then he died just a year after killing Owain. So
wow.
He did not have a long, long life.
That's
he was
very
probably
dramatic.
Like very old and like 45. So he died of oldness.
He died of his oldness. He's so old.
He died of oldness, and Owain died of getting shot with arrows.
Sounds about right.
As one does. So, yeah, like I said, she nest maybe had, like, at least two children during the time she was held by Owain. Maybe more. Maybe she was there for 6 years. Maybe. I don't know.
It could be any number of things.
Shit is blurry when it happened in fucking 11-0-something.
It's 11, okay?
It's 11.
What do you want from us? It's 11.
Oh, my God. So after her husband died, Nest had an affair with the sheriff of Pembroke, William Haight.
Yeah.
And with him, she had another child.
She's really good at having children. She's just good at it. It's one of her talents. Good for her.
She does not know what birth control is.
Because it's year 11, Cecilia.
Yeah, they had birth control.
Yeah, they had like sheep. That's what they had.
They had fucking, like, I don't know, herbs.
For Hamlet herbs. Like, that's still not even happening yet. It's not even Elizabethan times.
No, they had, like, herbs and shit in, like, the fucking, like, ancient Egypt that they could use this, like,
yeah,
birth control.
I guess so. But the accuracy, the, like, the method.
I don't know. They're probably Catholic, so they're like, no, girl.
That's also true. They're Welsh. Yeah.
They're Welsh. The Normans, like, I don't know. It's the 1100s. They're all fucking Catholic.
Yeah. That's true. There's two kinds of religion, Catholic or nothing. As far as they're concerned, probably.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned. Yeah. I'm sure, like, they're Welsh. There's probably still, like, the Celtic religions as well. So maybe she's
There's probably they're probably blending it in, too.
Yeah.
They're probably, like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of...
Well, the Celtics probably had some herbs.
The fairies.
The fairies.
Yeah. The fairies said, babies for you!
Yeah. And then shortly after, so that was just a little affair. She just had a kid or two.
Right.
And then shortly
she
after,
no big deal.
She was married off to Stephen, the Constable of Cardigan.
Wow. Fun. Really fun. I love his work. His sweaters are bomb.com.
Constable of Cardigan, she had at least one son with him as well. So she's had sons.
She can make her own basketball team.
She has so many children. She has one, two, three, four. But she has like 9 children at the very least.
Johnny K plus 8. She said, hold my hat, is what she said to them.
She has 9.
Yeah.
At least. Probably more.
Probably more. 9 that we can know of.
9 that we know of.
Like, that and we've, like, been able to track through the history.
It's pretty impressive because also, like, I don't know how long any of these lived, but, like, having children that survived is a feat.
That's why people had so many. Yeah. Because they're, like, their strength in numbers.
Right?
She's like, we got to have them work the farm. Yeah. I mean, she didn't have that problem, but, like, those are the general problems.
We have to
people.
Have them play on the basketball team.
Yeah, we have an NBA starting lineup.
So she had 1 billion children, and then she died around 1136. After leaving a very exciting life. And
very exciting.
Often spotted around the grounds of Carew Castle. She's the White Lady of Carew Castle.
White Lady.
Good
for her.
So this other ghost is another dramatic story from a little bit later, from about 600 years later.
Oh, just a wee bit later. Just
about 600 years later. In the
which is still so old.
I know.
It's still like, so old.
Still like 300 years at least before the castle was just like, no, 300 years of it being like fucking abandoned. This is before that.
Yes, that's right. This is still before that. Yeah. Another 300 years before that.
So this is the story of the Barbary Ape.
I don't think I'm ready, but I am excited.
So you're expecting a white lady. Were you expecting a monkey?
Not at all.
Because that's not the other really ghost.
Even a little bit.
Have we had a ghost monkey before?
Ape. I think we might have a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like, not in a lot. Like, I think we had like, didn't we once do a menagerie?
Perhaps.
Remember a menagerie of some kind?
A menagerie.
I don't know. Maybe, you know what, Celia? It could be this like, the thing that we're calling out for the year could be the blending of the reality.
Uh-huh.
And my dreams that we've done a menagerie.
We may have had a menagerie or two.
Just one or two.
This isn't a menagerie. It's just one ape.
That's so exciting.
In the 17th century, a man named Sir Roland Rees was a tenant of the castle. He was a fancy man. He was well-traveled. And after a visit to the Barbary Coast, which is like the coastal regions of North Africa, he brought back an injured ape that he had allegedly rescued from a wrecked Spanish ship.
Oh, that's very dramatic.
The ape was said to have been trained to respond to a series of whistles to do his bidding. So the ape would just like do whatever this man told him to do.
Okay.
Sir Roland had a son, and his son had ran off with the daughter of a local merchant, which was a no-no because this is a fancy, fancy man, and your fancy, fancy son can't just go off with some, like, low-born merchant's daughter.
We talked about this in the Christmas story. Mm-hmm.
A merchant.
Mm-mm.
Capitalism wasn't in yet.
That's it was still that like new money vibe. Mm-hmm. Like the new money. Like
also, he probably didn't have that much money. He probably just had like whatever the 16th century equivalent of like a convenience store is.
It's just one man on the side holding a mango.
That's pretty fancy for the 17th century, a mango.
Yeah. Okay, then maybe like an apple.
He's probably selling apples. He has like an apple cart. He's probably selling
like potato stew.
Mmm. He's selling.
Good. I'd buy it.
He's selling yarn, I think.
He's holding just a basket that he hand-wove himself that has really big holes in it.
Mm.
And then inside is a bunch of yarn because he has one sheep out back.
Yeah.
And he hand-spins it himself, so it's kind of lumpy.
Good for him. He's a hard worker.
Good for him. He's a DIY kind of guy.
Roland didn't think so. He thought that he was lame and sucked. So
that sucks.
He was pissed that his son ran off with this girl. Even though I'm sure she was very nice.
Probably.
So one night there was this big storm. The wind was blowing around the castle. The rain was making a racket against the windows. It's very dramatic. I wonder if something bad is going to happen.
No, Cecilia! No, nothing bad, please!
So Roland's hanging out and he hears a knock on the door. And it is the girl's father, a Mr. Horowitz. Mm. So he was also distraught over this, like, turn of events. He was like, oh, my God, my daughter's just run away with this dude. Like, I don't know what to do. Should we do something about this? Like, what the fuck? And he wanted to talk to Roland about it and, like, figure out how to fix the situation. But
Roland is like, no, you're probably so happy about this. Like, your daughter found this rich boy and she's taken him away from me.
Not.
And he's like so pissed. He doesn't believe him. And he's in like this fit of rage. He like snaps at his ape and tells him to kill this man.
No!
So the ape like attacks. He is apparently strong because he's able to fight him off and drag himself away.
Wow.
Which is impressive because
that's very impressive. Those things,
even like little monkeys will rip your fucking face off.
Yeah. Monkeys, when they're like ready to go, they're like ready to go. They're wild animals.
Right?
In the best way. They're built for it.
Maybe the ape, maybe his heart wasn't in it. He was like, I don't really want to do this. So I'm just going to like.
Aww. He's like, I am a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly. So he wasn't super into it. So Mr. Horowitz was able to drag himself away. He was pretty badly injured. And he shouted for the help of the servants who tended to his injuries.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, oh. This fucking guy is fucking trying to kill people with his ape. I don't know about this. I'm going to help this guy out.
So yeah. Yike.
So Horowitz is pissed and he cursed Roland with an evil fate. And like
no!
Thunder and lightning. And he's like, this guy, no. Curses him. As he was cursing, the servant started to hear piercing screams coming from the tower room where Mr. Roland and his ape had retreated to. The servants were not a big fan of their master, and they're, like, pretty scared of him. So they were too afraid to check on him. We're like, this is a problem for the morning. Yeah. We're just going to, like...
They're like...
We're going to just see what happens later. It's dark and
scary
right now.
They don't get paid enough, for sure.
They definitely don't get paid enough. They're like, this is way above their pay grade.
They probably get paid nothing.
We are just going to wait until later. We're going to wait until there's no longer screaming, and then we'll go see what happens.
Yeah, they're like, we don't like screaming. Thanks.
They wait until the morning. It's like a quiet morning in the castle. There's no more screaming. Go up to the room to check on their master and see why he was screaming so much, and they found him lying in a pool of blood, like ripped to shreds, and there was no sign of the ape.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
So he'd been like the ape turned on his master and like fucked him up.
He said, mm-mm.
He said, how dare you make me attack this man? Maybe it was cursed. So, legend says that if you are at the castle on a dark, stormy night like that one, you can see and maybe hear the ape around the castle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much.
Right?
So much. Like,
were you ready for two very dramatic stories? Because
back to back.
That's what you got.
Okay.
Yeah. So the castle is now like a historic site that you can go to. You can visit it. You can check it out. You can maybe see an ape. But just a ghost one.
That's very
There's some
wild.
Real bats. They're not ghosts.
Aw. That's nice though.
Mm-hmm.
They fit in well.
Yeah. So that's the Karu Castle and its white lady and its Barbary ape.
Barbary ape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that we've done an ape before, but we did.
Were you looking it up? Were you trying to find it?
I just figured out, I think, what I was remembering.
Mm-hmm.
When we did kind of like when I did Henry the Eighth's Wives,
mm-hmm.
I also kind of did the Tower of London.
Mm.
Because Anne Boleyn in the Tower of London. And there's a royal menagerie.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like there's like I think like bears and like
mm-hmm.
hooves, like horses.
Yeah.
Hooves. But yeah, I think that's what I was remembering.
Okay.
At least we'll chalk it up to that. Mm. But yeah. Okay, well, then we'll call it today. It's our first official ape.
It's our first ape.
Wow.
Happy Ape Day.
Ring the bell.
On 2023. You know what else is in? Apes.
What? Apes. And what else is out?
marrying for status?
Yeah, well, is that completely out?
Keeping the bloodline pure?
Oh, yeah, pure bloodlines. Bloodlines in general.
Bloodlines?
The idea of blood
out.
Quantum, blood measuring of any out. Kind.
It's out.
The only kind of blood measuring that is maybe not out is, like, if you're, for health reasons, having your blood drawn. And
yeah, if you gotta figure
iron,
out
you know?
Your platelets or whatever.
Yeah, like, that's acceptable. That can stay in. That's fine. Yeah,
that's fine.
But, like, quantifying, yeah, like, lineage or race or any other moniker by blood.
Anything needing to be pure is out.
Yeah.
You know what's out? Purity.
Purity's gone.
Purity's so out.
Purity is so out in 2023. Mm-hmm. We know what is in. Mm-hmm. Just being a bad bitch.
You know what's in? Gay pirates.
Gay pirates are. They've always been in. I didn't know they were out. Been
in, but they're still in. They will.
They're still in.
They
just want to mention
be
them.
In. Yeah. Gay cowboys. Gay pirates. Yeah. Gay vampires.
Yes, all the things that we love and think that everyone should love.
Yeah,
and let love. What is out is just not having fun. I think that's out.
Yeah,
we just generally having a bad time is out.
What's out? Working is out. Not a fan. Mm.
But money is in.
Money is in.
I think money's in.
Money's in? Okay.
Yeah. Like, not like capitalism, but, like, having wealth that you
someone
need.
Someone giving me money is in.
That's why I'm saying money is in. You should give us your money.
Working is out, but giving me money is in.
That's what I'm trying to say, but in a more, like coy way.
Capitalism
being coy,
out.
I think, is out. Is out
being coy
year.
Is so out.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Demanding what you need is in.
Is
so
in.
Demanding.
Demand
you give
not just
us your
asking.
Money.
Not just asking for you. Not just like making your needs known. Demanding.
Demanding
it.
Demanding.
Yep.
Meet our demands. That's also
meet
in.
Meeting our demands is
we
so
said
in.
We'd give you access to our exclusive B-Reels that we've been talking about.
We're
going to
let you see our B-Reels, which are really exciting.
If you
want
to join our Patreon, then you need to do that.
Yeah.
You have to join our Patreon to see it.
Peek. What were our B-Reels today? Let me see. Sneak peek of how
oh, I didn't post mine yet.
Carly
I'll
didn't post
it right
hers.
Now.
Mine is.
No, I'm posting it late.
A really sexy picture of my face and actually a really nice floral arrangement. So you missed out.
I will be the judge of that.
Okay. Well, you got to take a B-Reel to see real. See my flowers?
Oh, yeah. I see your flowers. Your flowers look nice. You look, like your caption says, sleepy.
Sleepy. I'm so sleepy today.
She's sleepy.
She's sleepy.
She's sleepy.
She's sleepy.
She's a sleepy girl. Mm-hmm. Sleepy girl.
Sleepy girl.
We love it.
In is being sleepy and just not doing anything. I guess that is also like out is working. Out
working
is
out, yeah.
Hustling.
Why gotta go somewhere so fast? Just
in
less of that.
Is doing nothing. Doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think that kind of goes with having no fun is out.
In
having lots of fun
is
in.
Chilling.
Chilling like a villain is in.
It's so in.
Being hot and sweaty and bothered and mad is out.
You want to not be hot and sweaty and bothered, Carly?
And mad. I don't want to be mad.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm tired, Cecilia. I want to be chilling like
being
a villain.
Being mad is out. Anger is
being
out.
Mad is out. Yeah, anger is out.
Are both of us drinking pink drinks?
Oh, a little pink. Yep.
Pink drinks are in.
And my other drink I was drinking was pink, but it's finished now.
Oh, what was it?
Pink. It was a sparkling, it was like an Italian soda. I mean, like, maybe with, like, raspberry.
Ooh, when was it? I was drinking,
bubbly
like,
water.
A Pellegrino.
Nice. I made mine.
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
Like it was homemade. Like,
did you make it with, like, a soda stream? I have a soda stream now.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one. Yeah. I made it with that. And then with, like, you know, like, the syrup you can put in, like, coffee?
Oh.
They make fruit ones. Yeah, so I have a raspberry one. Or, like, a you peach one. You said peach was good.
That's a good idea. Something that I should buy. I like the strawberry one. We had one at my old workplace, RIP, me working at a restaurant. That was a pineapple chipotle one.
That good.
People were not a fan of, but I really liked it.
Really? People didn't like that? I guess it's too edgy.
I don't know. A couple people really didn't like it. One time I requested a latte with just anything in it, and someone made me a pineapple chipotle latte.
Was it good?
No.
That sounds terrible. That sounds really upsetting. That sounds like that person hated you. Was it Joel? Did Joel do it?
And
Joel
no, he doesn't make lattes. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm just checking.
Oh, wait. No, maybe that was... I think it was a different flavor that person put into my latte. But later, we were talking about this idea, and
and you did
Luke
it.
Luke requested a pineapple chipotle latte, which was
so good. Brave. Luke is brave. Being brave, that's in.
Being brave is...
Bravely ordering things you know you're not going to enjoy. So brave. So brave.
That sounds bad. That's out.
That's very brave.
That's out. Ugh. That's not brave. That's stupid.
Stupid is out. Brave is in.
Stupid is out. Brave is in.
There's a fine line between the two. And the fine line turns out that it's margarita chipotle lattes. That's the line.
Pineapple chipotle.
What did I say?
Margarita.
I'm also tired and I don't know words.
Words is hard. What's it say?
Margarita, pineapple? Haven't you ever just, like, you know, picked a margarita out of the ground?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Harvest. They call it the margarita harvest.
My margarita farm.
Yeah. It's the same thing. They taste the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margarita, the best fruit.
I got a margarita at Cineplex yesterday, and I have to stop getting drinks at the VIP Cineplex because they're not good. Oh, I saw Megan. I saw M3 again. Do you know her?
Oh! Megan Flaherty? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
What are you talking about? Meg3N.
Kylie, do you not know about Megan?
Oh, like the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. I do know the movie.
Not a Megan that we know. I saw the robot. I was trying
to say a Megan we know. Shout out to Megan.
No.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I saw Megan the robot, and she...
Yeah, how was that?
She's an
Really?
Icon. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That sounds great fun time. And nice.
She does her little TikTok dance.
That's really good.
Spoiler alert. She kills people.
Spoiler alert! The robots are coming for all of us.
Spoiler alert! AI is scary, and she.
Yeah. So is AI in? Is AI in? Or is
no,
it out?
AI is out.
Yeah. Okay. I can get into that.
Megan is in, but AI is out.
Megan specifically is in, but Megan AI as a whole is out.
Is in, but it's complicated.
Yeah, we're robot allies on this podcast. We
love
here
robots.
That. We are here for the robots, and we love them.
But
welcome, robots is really what we want to say.
It's nice when robots have feelings in, like, Star Wars, when they just, like, are chill.
But yeah, then, or, like, Short Circuit.
When you don't have to think about it too much.
Yeah, when they're chill, and there's not, their stakes aren't very high for the robot being alive.
And they start murdering.
I think also it's because those robots aren't connected to the internet.
The internet's the problem.
When the internet is involved, that's when it gets scary.
When
you can have robots without the internet.
Involved,
that's the scariest of all. Yeah.
Out capitalism.
Oh, that's a given. She's been out. We said goodnight.
Obviously, but we just have to remember.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to remember.
It's nice to remind ourselves and others.
You know what I have been watching recently? I must give a shout out to because it's so weird, and I just want people to know I'm watching it because I don't know anyone else is watching it. And I don't know what to do with my information. I have my brain. Is the new National Treasure TV show?
Yeah, I think you might be the only one that's watching that.
I think I'm the only one that's watching this TV show.
Carly, you know what show you should watch?
What?
There's this Netflix show called Old Enough, and it's like it's this Japanese, like, I don't know if I would call it a reality. I guess it's a reality show, but
yeah,
they just like will have these children, like every episode there's a child, and it's like a little baby, like it's a 2 or 3 year old, and they just send them on an errand by themselves.
Oh my god, it's like the movie Baby's Day Out, but it's like send them doing actual things every episode.
They just like,
that's magic.
Their parents are like, okay, you're gonna just like go to the store, and they give them a little list of like 3 things. They're like, okay, you're just gonna like go do this, and they're like, okay. Sometimes they're super into it and they'll go do it, and sometimes they're like scared and they cry. But, like, the cameramen just, like, follow them around, and it's really cute. Because they're just, like, these little babies going to do these things.
Our babies doing things.
They're so bad at it. That's so bananas. It's also just, like, usually in just, like, these, like, little Japanese towns or just, like, in these areas of Japan that are really cool to be able to see. It's a great show. Yeah.
Old Enough is what it's called?
Old Enough, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I'm going to look it up.
Great. We've been watching it. Like, I was very anxious the other night and couldn't sleep. So I was just like, can we just watch Old Enough?
You said, time to watch Old Enough.
I feel better. If that two-year-old can go to the store and get, like, udon noodles and eel, then I can do anything.
What an inspiration, honestly. Right?
It's great.
Oh my goodness. I think that's so cute. Okay, I'm very excited. Because here I was getting all, like, National Treasure, like, out again. And now when I start spiraling into the conspiracy land, I can just go, not time to watch Old Enough.
You just have to watch some little babies do errands in Japan.
That sounds wonderful, actually.
It is wonderful.
Sounds so wonderful. Like, it's what we need more of.
Maybe the
so
best
that sounds
show
really
ever.
In. That
in
sounds really
is
in.
Old Enough.
In is just like good time TV.
Yeah.
Good
in
time comfort
is
TV.
A wholesomeness.
Yeah. Wholesomeness. That's what's in. Oh. Wholesomeness is in.
It's Old Enough! Exclamation mark.
Beautiful.
Children old go enough. On errands by themselves for the very first time as the camera crew follows along. They shop, go to markets, visit shrines, and talk to shopkeepers. It's great.
That's so cute.
I love it.
Well, the second we are done this episode, that's exactly what I'm doing. Because that sounds like absolutely marvelous.
Yeah, definitely. It's the best.
Wow. Mm. That's so cute. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, it's a new year.
It is a new year.
And it's the same us.
Mm-hmm.
But with new and exciting ins and outs, so you're welcome for that.
So you think on that.
Think on that. Marinate. If you really disagree with any of our ins and outs, reach out. Let us know.
Also, you know what we haven't been telling the people to do, but that they should do is they should rate and put a little review on our podcast.
That's right.
We would appreciate that. And then people will look at it and be like, wow, they own 5 stars. They must be so good.
They'll be like, wow, a 5-star podcast? How in the heck are they doing it?
Right?
And then they'll listen and then they'll know how.
Exactly. So do that.
They'll
and
at
then
least hear it happening.
Do you know what's in giving us 5 stars on whatever review things that there are?
Yeah. Mm. It is that cheesy thing of like rate, review, and like download.
Rate, review, subscribe
for some reason.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, that
follow
really
us
fun.
On Instagram, follow us on Twitter at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
And we also have TikTok, same thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Can you
we'll
hear
that back in the habit,
the beautiful strings of Succession? Because
no, I
can't.
I love that show so much. That's also in. That is in so hard. It's coming back. I can't
do you
wait.
Know, do you know what's in? Is possibly being able to hear an episode of Succession in the background of this episode. Yes. That's really cool and in.
It's really cool. Really in. Mm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
Well, we love it. Yes. And we love you. And so I just have one question for you, though, before we go.
Yes.
It's just, you know, a little question. And it's, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Well, I've seen the ones that are in my little video game. Because I have been varying spirits.
That makes sense.
And, you know, just, like, talking them through their lives and their problems. So I've seen those ones. But in real life, no.
But since we decided that, you know, knowing the difference between reality and fantasy is out, so you have seen ghosts, I guess. Have seen ghosts. Yeah.
Carly.
By default. Yeah, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts?
I have not. No. Hmm. Nope. There's nothing exciting where I've seen any. Sorry.
Okay.
Oops. Maybe next week.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try leaving my house a little more and I'll see.
Carly, you know it's in for 2023?
What?
Seeing a damn ghost.
Hey, that is top of the list. Mm-hmm. Seeing a freaking ghost. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us. It's time. I believe in us. Mm-hmm. Maybe this year. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Let us know if you've seen ghosts.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Any of the places we already said.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Send us a message. Send us an email. We love you. Ghosts are everywhere at gmail.com. Maybe ghosts are
whatever
pod?
You want.
Can't remember.
Ghosts are everywhere. Send it to both of them so that you know it gets to us.
Exactly.
We will definitely check it.
It's either ghosts are everywhere or ghosts are everywhere pod at gmail.com. Just send it to both.
Truthfully, I think we have both, but only remember the password to one of them. Mm. So just send it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye!
Happy 2023.
It took you too long to figure out what year it was.
Do you know what's out, knowing what year it is?
Okay. Bye!
Bye!
Okay, I'm retaking it because I took it when you were not paying attention.
Oh, no.
Okay, here it comes. Pay attention.
Carly's so fake.
I'm so fake, but I'm on Be Real.